Roger. Good to hear from you this morning on Twitter at Spencer Houston. If you want to tweet me, it's 11:08.
Across Australia and around the world, this is Sport.
Blair Hughes, yesterday you told us about the Rugby League World Cup, the women there, and a bit of concern about how much they were going to be paid. We've got a resolution to that story now.
Yeah, that's right. So basically in the last 24 hours, it's come out that the Jillaroos are going to receive $30,000 for the Rugby League World Cup tournament there, which is up from $4,000 they received for the last test match in 2017. So pretty good there to hear that, you know, they're equaling the parity there of the men's players as well. So good to see, but still a shame that players like Ellie Boyle and Tamika Upton won't be going over there because they're real stars of the game. But as I said yesterday, you know, the female athletes there, they have to juggle their full-time work with professional sport as well. So, yeah, but good movement there anyway for those players that are going over.
Now, I've got Lee Matthews on the show later. He's my guest for Sunday lunch after 12:30. And I'm going to ask him about Steve Price's comments about the AFLW that we well and truly dealt with last weekend. I'll be interested to hear what his take is on the quality of the AFLW and Steve Price's remarks. But good news in that the Lions had a convincing win yesterday.
Absolutely. So the Brisbane Lions women's team are just absolutely going from strength to strength. They've won six of their seven games. They won again yesterday, 33-26. They're top of the table. Jessie Wardlaw kicked an amazing goal yesterday as well. She's the leading goal kicker for the AFL Women's Comp as well. And now they have a real test coming up on Friday night at Metricon Stadium on the Gold Coast versus Adelaide, who are in second position. So it's round eight this Friday night. I think this is going to be a real cracking game to watch for people out there as well. And if you're heading along, it's free if you're under 18 and $10 for adults. So good value there as well for people to get along and support the Brisbane Lions women's team.
If you had diarised to head along to day four of the Sheffield Shield today at Allan Border Oval, well, you snooze, you lose, because Queensland wrapped it up in 3 days.
Absolutely, yeah. The both Queensland cricket teams are going really well at the moment, men's and women's. And so yesterday, it was all over. Queensland ended up winning by 172 runs and an innings at 172 runs at AB Field. And so Tasmania were all out for 147 and then 139. And Queensland scored 458. So Labuschagne and Pearson got centuries. And then Gurinder Sandhu picked up 541, 7 wickets for the match. And Steckerty got 6 wickets as well. So the Bulls had a really great first start to their Sheffield Shield campaign in this season.
England and Australia tonight these are warm-up matches ahead of the T20 World Cup, aren't they?
That's right, yeah. So there's lots of warm-up matches taking place, ones that are open to fans and others that aren't open to fans. And this one's over at Optus Stadium tonight. It's the first of three games. It starts tonight. And, yeah, Australia versus England, game one in Perth in Optus Stadium. And, like I was mentioning about the Optus Stadium as well, they're introducing paper cups over there as well. So that's an interesting thing for a sustainability initiative that they're doing over there.
What's happened with the Rugby World Cup yesterday in New Zealand?
So, unfortunately, the Wallaroos, they went up to a 17-0 lead, but then New Zealand scored 7 unanswered tries and ended up winning 41-17. So, that's 3 on the trot that the Wallaroos haven't been able to defeat New Zealand. It was sold out. It was the world record for a women's rugby union match, so another huge moment there for women's sport. But, unfortunately, they couldn't get the win. They move on now to play Scotland and then Wales in that Rugby World Cup over there in New Zealand. So, hopefully, some wins in those other games.
All right. We will get to Bathurst. We'll get to Bathurst. Anyone saying, why are they not talking about Bathurst yet? Well, we'll get to Bathurst, but there's just lots of little bits and pieces to cover off on. In the basketball, for example, the Bullets, as we discussed yesterday, they're home next weekend. They're in Tasmania today.
That's right, yeah. So they're playing the Jack Jumpers, who had an incredible first season down in Tasmania. And, yeah, so the Bullets are done from two, but they've got this game today. It's 1 p.m. Queensland time. And then the huge one, their opening home game, will be at Nissan Arena this Sunday coming. Tickets are really good value too, $20 for adults and $50 for a family, and they're playing the Sydney Kings. So that's at 3 p.m. on Sunday at Nissan Arena. So that'll be a good one. I'm hoping to get along to that as well.
I saw an ad yesterday for international netball in Brisbane. When's that happening?
That's right. That one is the Australia versus England on the 3rd of November. But before that, on the 23rd, it's part of the Constellation Cup, Australia versus New Zealand. And that one's on the Gold Coast. So for netball fans, there's two games coming up in the space of a couple of weeks as well to get behind the Australian Diamonds as well.
What's happened with football this weekend?
So yesterday I had a fantastic day out at Suncorp Stadium. It was a nil-all draw, but it wasn't a bore draw. There was a lot to look forward to. There was a lot of optimism and a lot of promise from the Brisbane Roar team yesterday as well. New combinations. They kept a clean sheet. It was a really pumping atmosphere with the march down from all the fans down from the top of Caxton Street down to the stadium.
Oh, did you have trouble getting in? You had trouble getting in or something? I saw a tweet.
I think there was, it was moving really fast, but there was definitely only one gate open. And so I was concerned about that, thinking, oh, just before kickoff, how fast we were going to get in. But everyone got in on time. And I think it was just the fact that they've opened up a couple of extra gates and things like that as well. But yeah, it was a fantastic game. I think a lot of fans really hoping that more Brisbane Roar games at Suncorp Stadium, but they've got one on Friday night, but then the next one is not until, I think, Anzac Day or Anzac Day Eve next year. And then the rest of the games are being played out at Moreton Paley Stadium. So big shout out to Matt Oliver, who's the new Suncorp Stadium groundskeeper. He's just taken over the job there. He did a fantastic job getting that pitch looking superb yesterday as well.
Great for people who live in Redcliffe, by the way, but I hope everyone else is enjoying the traipse up to the peninsula. It's not just the Roar, but of course Dolphin matches next year as well. So that road is going to be very well travelled between Brisbane and Redcliffe.
And look, can I just tell you as well, the Moreton Daly Stadium, it is a fantastic fan experience. They do lolly bags out there for kids. Now, you can't get a lolly bag anywhere else in a Queensland stadium, or even on my travels around Australia, they don't do lolly bags. But I think that's fantastic. Cheap beer as well out there. So you're right, it's a really good game day at the Moreton Daly Redcliffe Stadium as well. The other one last night, Matildas won 4-1 over South Africa in London. And there's been, as of Thursday, there was about 11,000 tickets sold to the FIFA Women's World Cup that's happening in Australia next year. There's seven games that are going to be at Suncorp Stadium, including some of the finals there as well. So huge result there for the Matildas last night to get a win as well.
Yeah, EPL.
That's right. So last night, if you'd listened to my tips yesterday, I said go for Brighton over Tottenham.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, because all the home teams ended up winning apart from Brighton. Tottenham got the win there. So Bournemouth, Chelsea, Manchester City and Newcastle United all got wins, but Tottenham got that win over the Seagulls yesterday. And tonight, there's some great games coming up. Probably the pick is West Ham versus Fulham, a bit of a London derby there, and Arsenal versus Liverpool is going to be a huge one, along with Everton versus Man United and Crystal Palace versus Leeds.
16 past 11 on 4BC. Blair Hughes is here from MrBlairHughes.com. We're talking sport.
A Bathurst 1000 update. Collect the Shell Motorsport Model Car Collection, exclusive to Shell Coles Express.
Well, we're off and running with Bathurst 2022, but the drama came very early in the race, didn't it, Blair?
Oh, that's right. Yesterday, I mean, like, there was so much rain. And if anyone saw even some of the pictures from Central Coast Mariners Stadium yesterday, the amount of rain that is happening all over New South Wales is phenomenal. So yesterday, the shootout was cancelled with the extreme weather there as well. But, you know, this is a sad day. I saw a good line yesterday, someone talking about how Ford and Holden go together like AFL and Sharon. And it's an end of an era because, you know, General Motors, they're entering the Camaro next year in the Gen 3 era. And that's going to be Camaro versus the Mustang. So, unfortunately, Holden versus Ford, it ends today. And some stats here for you as well for fans out there. Holden has won 35 of the races through the Monaro, Tirana and Commodore, with Ford winning 21. But Ford's edged in with the pole positions as well. A little bit of trivia for you too, Spencer. Do you know who has won the other races? What other cars have won the other races?
I do not.
Nissan got two, Jag, BMW and Volvo. So they definitely didn't live up to the Holden and Ford battle. But yeah, it's a sad day. And obviously I've been following social media today. A lot of fans out there, even fans who aren't big motor racing fans, tuning in because, yeah, it's a bit of an end of an era for that. And a sad day for motor racing fans or Holden fans as well.
All right, we'll go back live to our reporter at Mount Panorama shortly. I see the safety cars out again. What is the Festival of Fun Gold Coast 2022, Blair, to wrap us up for today?
Yeah, that's right. This is a really good one. I came across this yesterday when I was just looking at what's on for sport this weekend. And the Festival of Fun is happening today at Metricon Stadium. It's a family-friendly event, a really inclusive event. It's aiming to bring people of all abilities together for an inclusive, accessible, social, welcoming experience. It encourages people with disabilities, their families, carers and friends and everyone involved just to explore new things. So there's lots of activities and games and fun out there as well today. And that's on at Metricon Stadium. So the Festival of Fun on the Gold Coast.
And that's today.
There for people. Yeah, that's right.
Excellent. Hey, I've got a question for you, Blake. You might not know the answer. I might be better off putting this to John Thompson when we cross to him next at Mount Panorama. Are all the drivers men at Bathurst?
Ooh, that is a good question. Well, I certainly think there should be more female drivers, but I am not absolutely sure.
All right.
I think there was Renee Gracie a couple of years ago who was the V8 Supercars racer, but I'm not quite sure if there's any other female racers out
okay.
there. Yeah.
It was a question without notice. I just, every time I look up, it seems to be all blokes, and I just wonder why that might be the case, but maybe I'm just not looking up at the right time. I'll ask John later. Thank you, Blair. Thank you for this weekend. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one. Bye.
18 past 11, and if you know the answer, if you've been following the right, you know, if you're a motorsport fan, and I know hashtag Spencer is motorsport, but I don't know the answer to this question. So are all or most of the drivers men, and if so, why is that the case? 133-882 is the number. 18 past 11. LRB and Lonesome Loser on 4BC. It is 25 minutes past 11. You know that I like food.
Let's get cooking. It's 52 ingredients with Lisa Mead.
Yes, every Sunday morning on 4BC Weekends, Lisa Mead is here. She works a different hero ingredient into a recipe that you can try at home. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Spencer. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in once again. What's the hero ingredient this week?
Extra.